comments, or are there positive comments coming back from this website when you go into it and ask for people a minimum to sort of give you some comments?
So we sort of break them down into categories, and you can leave comments wherever you feel like in the categories for the person that you're leaving comments for. So some of them are strengths,
yes.
And the idea here is to help a person understand what their strengths really are, because some people don't even know that, and how you can utilize those strengths better. So where is a strength that you have that you may not be utilizing, that may be just simply underutilized? Weaknesses, well, of course, these are things that you need to work on. And again, in my book, The Winner's Bible, we provide a whole pile of tools on how to work through those. Common mistakes. People often make the same mistake over and over again. And again, anytime you leave a comment, and of course, it's just the general things, you know, anything you feel like you can leave, which may not be a strength or a weakness, but just something about you that you may find useful. So what we're asking the auditors to do is provide information to you that you may not be aware of, and always try and couch it in a way that you can make use of that information and be a better, happier, you know, person in life. That's the whole object of the exercise. It's after the audit you want to feel better about life and be better.
You might discover something that you're very, very good at which you didn't realize. Is that a possibility?
It's not only a possibility, it happens all the time. So since we've opened the audit up, and it's only just opened up, we've already had huge feedback from people who are saying, you know, I just didn't understand this about myself, and now I know what to do. And so, yes, one of the things that comes through is people realizing their strengths. I've got a skill, and I'm not using it, or I've got an attribute that I'm not taking full advantage of, for whatever reason, and that's really empowering. If you get three or four different people who've never spoken to each other from a different variety of backgrounds, and they come up with the same thing about you, you go, wow, okay, I better do something about that.
So you're really finding out which sort of beliefs and philosophies of light match you in real life, is it? Is that the way it goes?
I think so. I think, you know, we're composed of our genes. Our genes kind of make up who we are to a large extent. And, you know, different genes will predispose you to different sorts of behavior. But on top of that, you have a history. People say things to you and you have experiences. A teacher may say something to you as a child, which may be correct as a child, but may not be correct as you've grown up as an adult. Or a parent may leave some sort of, you know, accidental scar on you.
Yes.
And so we acquire an awful lot of beliefs, often accidentally. Often those beliefs are no longer appropriate because either we've grown up or we've moved on, or they just weren't correct in the first place. People throw away comments about you all the time. And so the trouble is we take these really kind of random throwaway comments to heart, particularly when we're younger and emotional, and we kind of accept that that's what they are. And then by getting a kind of a clean sheet look at things when you're older, you go, okay, I see myself completely differently and I can do something about it.
Right. So the Winner's Bible that you've just written, and that tells us, guides us through this whole scenario, does it?
Yes. Well, it came about because I was working with a Formula One champion up in England, and he was having some issues. And he said, I've read every self-help book there was and nothing worked. And I said, well, let's see if we can kind of work through this together. And I ended up, you know, saying, well, it's got to be about tools. So we came up with a whole pile of tools. And then about a year later, I was actually driving through London and the phone rang. And this guy was on the phone and he said, you know what? I've used your tools in this little Winner's Bible that you've written for me every day this year, 365 days. I want to tell you, I'm at 365 days and I haven't not read it.
Wow.
He said, you've got to turn this into a book.
Yes.
And so I did, and I wrote the book, and it turned out that I was also very friendly with a Dutch billionaire, and he really liked the book, and he said, look, you know, I own 200-odd companies. I've never owned a publishing company. Why don't I publish this book for you? So that's kind of how it all started, and it went to number one on the book bestseller list in New Zealand, and it's been really good.
Good. I believe you're also producing a film on Albert Einstein.
This is my latest venture, yes.
Goodness.
I spent 2 years writing this. It's been very, very hard for me to do. But there's never been a movie about this extraordinary man. I mean, everyone's heard about him, but no one really has an idea about the guy. And so it's a wonderful movie with this incredible clash of characters. The original, what I would call Dr. Evil, I'm sure Mike Myers based it on this other guy, Fritz Haber and Einstein, all completely factual. And, yeah, as I say, it's taken me 2 years. I've just got back from England, where I met with some studios who are all keen to do it for me. So it's a very exciting next adventure for me.
Right. And you've got some lectures in New Zealand, or is it just Auckland that you're going to be lecturing?
Yes, I've got a course on March the 22nd. I never do these. I never, ever do them. So it's a rare chance. So for one day on March the 22nd in Auckland, I'm going to do a one-day course where people can just come and see, you know, work with me directly, just as I did with, you know, Formula One drivers. We'll get together, and I'll go through all the tools, and we'll work through them together. So it's a rare event, but I have been talked into doing it.
Well,
I'm looking forward to it. It's really fun.
Sounds fascinating. Just last question, is there such a thing as an absolute truth, Kerry?
I think there are such things as absolute truth. For example, logic is absolutely true. You know, if A is bigger than B,
yes,
and then B is bigger than C, then for sure A must be bigger than C. So mathematics and logic are absolutely true. When it comes to real life, the physical world, well, that's an entirely different question. I think you have approximations to truth.
Great. Well, the book's out now, The Winner's Bible, and we'll be getting a copy in due course. Just hasn't arrived yet, Kerry, but when we do get it, we'll give it out to the listeners, and I'll have a read through it myself first. You never know what I might discover.
I'll make sure you get a couple of copies to give away to your readers.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Fantastic. Great to talk, Nigel.